What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome to my PGA DFS Top 5 Values for the 3M Open. It's a week after a major, and you know, everyone's a little bit tired. I know going over to European time or England time, if you will, for a couple of days threw me off for a little bit. Maybe need to sleep in a little bit extra on Monday morning. But hey, it is Monday and we got to get to it. Of course, I'm recording this on a Monday. If you're watching this on any other day, well, you might also be able to check out my PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers and Fades video. Those come out a little bit later in the week as we get more information in. And of course, we need to learn about ownership, projected points, and all of that, and all of those things. Well, they're a great reason to join the Osmo Plus side today. Just $8.95 for the week for the golf side, and get some great golf coming up. Not just the playoffs, which is in just 4 weeks away, but the Olympics, at WGC, and so much more. I know that we've done with our majors, but still plenty of great golf left. So let's go in and check in and see how a pair of Patricks, that's a little bit of a word synonym there, a pair of Patricks took me for a ride last week in the value video. But let's, of course, go from 1 to 5 all the way up. Harris English, he was pretty good. T46, put up a lot of points as well at 7,300. Same thing with Ricky Fowler, not as good. And then the opposite side with Lee Westwood. Made the cut, but put up basically no points. And then I said Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay, both a missed cut. It's almost a failing grade for me. Got nobody in the top 20. That's how it goes sometimes. So I'm back at it this week, and we're going to start with Kyle Stanley. Maybe a little bit more conservative here. He's at 7,300 this week. Coming in, came in 32nd here last year and has made 6 straight cuts at the very minimum. So playing great golf. And we look at his strokes gained ranks, we see why. 61st off the tee and 28th on the approach. Those are 2 great stats, especially to have around here. Now, if he gets hot with the putter this week, I mean, he could even be in contention. But the fact is, he hasn't found that all that much this year, ranked 197th. 116th around the green is not too bad. Next guy I want to talk about, he's also made 6 straight cuts. That's Jonathan Vegas. Coming in at 7,500 this week, pretty cheap given the fact that he's had a couple of top 10s in there as well. He's also one of the best off the tee in terms of strokes gained. But before we get there, we'll let you know that he did miss the cut here last year in his trip to the TPC Twin Cities. Now, he wasn't in nearly as good a form as he is in this year. Coming off an 11th a couple of weeks ago. Now, for the rest of his strokes gained ranks, his off the tee game has been fantastic. 4th this year, 100th on the approach, 159 around the green, and 174 putting for Jonathan Vegas. My 3rd value on the board, well, that's Doug Gim. He was at 8,000 a couple of weeks ago at the John Deere Classic. Came in 18th, got it done. Pretty well finished there, pretty good finish for Doug Gim. Also came in 18th here last year, so good omen for that number. Hey, you know what? I'll take an 18th place finish right now. Sign me up. Now for Doug Gim, we will get his strokes gain ranks. Does very much of his strokes gain off the tee with more accuracy than distance. 76th this year. That's about probably as high as he can get with as far as he drives it. 21st on the approach, though. 63rd around the green. Those are some great stats to have. And 159th putting. Well, of course, we can't all have the Jordan Spieth and Louis Oosthuizen in putting, but Doug Gim, well, he's not bad. At least he's been getting a little bit better. 7,900 from this week, though, great value. Also a great value for a guy that's been 3 straight top 10s. That's Hank Lebioda. He's coming in at 7,900 this week. Still, DraftKings just not pricing him up. People aren't willing to bet him to win, I guess, but with 3 straight top 10s at 7,900, that is some of the best value on the board. Plus, he's one of the only golfers to come here each of the last 2 years and make the cut, coming in 26th and 34th. Took last week off. Didn't make the open, didn't want to go to the Barbersol, so 8th is what his last is coming out of. When we look at his strokes gain rank, well, 136th off the tee, that's pretty good. Not bad, 48th on the approach, 103 around the green, and 37th putting. What a decent combination for Hank Lebioda, who's certainly having a breakthrough season, will have no problem getting into the playoffs this year. Maybe that'll take some weight off of his shoulders. All right, last guy I want to talk about, he was fantastic value last week. It actually got him into the field this week, and it's Robert McIntyre. Now, we've seen something like this before with a European Tour player making a big splash at the major. I'm talking about Guido Migliozzi at the U.S. Open, of course, where he then took it to the Travelers. Now, the problem, or difference, I should say, is Guido was 7,200 at the Travelers. Robert McIntyre is 9,000 coming in this week, but I still think it's pretty good value given the fact that the field strength, well, they're very different as well. The 3M Open this week, very top heavy with DJ and Tony Finau here. Once you get past those guys, it's not all that pretty. So Robert McIntyre coming in at 9,000 this week could end up being a really good value. Of course, we don't know. That's kind of the breaking point. 9,000, you really need a top 10 or better. But of course, if you get a top 10 or better and a lot of the other chalk missed the cut, then it becomes even more valuable. So let's move on. Has not come here in the course history, obviously in the 2 years, has not been a PGA Tour member and still isn't quite yet, but coming off an 8th place finish at the Open and an 18th place finish at the Scottish Open, it's pretty good. Something to definitely go off of for Robert McIntyre. Again, he doesn't play his golf over here, so we don't have strokes gained ranked for Robert yet, but he has a couple of good starts here. You may see him on the tour next year. All right, let's go 5-1 again really quickly. Kyle Stanley, Jonathan Vegas, Doug Gim, Hank Lebioda, and Robert McIntyre. Those are our top 5 values for the 3M Open. Of course, we got the Olympics next week. That'll be a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. And of course, make sure you like and subscribe to our videos. We love to hear that. We love to hear the feedback from you guys. If you like them, you hate them, you like the plays, you hate the place, of course. Join Ben Raz and I if it's not already Tuesday for you, 1 o'clock Eastern for the PGA DFS Strategy Show. Of course, if you're not able to grab that, check out the Live Before Lock show, Derek Lundquist and Ben Raz. That's probably around 8 p.m. on Wednesday, normally when it comes out. So till then, everybody, good luck, and we will see you on the other side.